Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Is that movie 42 years old? The Blues Brothers. Oh my gosh, they're coming back to Joliet Prison. This is kind of cool. If you don't know what a con is, it's just short for convention. Usually you hear it used in the form of Comic Con, but this is something completely different. Greg, is it Pierre Bolt? Is that how you pronounce your name, Greg?
That's right. You got it.
Got it. He is the CEO of the Joliet Area Historical Museum. And Dan Aykroyd is coming back with James Belushi and headlining the Blues Brothers Con at the Old Joliet Prison. When is that happening?
Yes, we are extremely excited about that, and thank you for having me. That is August 19th, Friday, one night only. It's part of a 2 days, you mentioned a con event, but Dan and Jim will be performing on Friday, August 19th.
You know, Jim is one of the connoisseurs and one of the growers of what I am told is some of the best cannabis in the world. Is he going to be selling it there? Did you ask him? Because he probably
we'll see
will.
What we can work out. is it going to be there or is he going to be selling it? I don't know.
Well, it's kind of fun that you've got them coming out for this. And, I mean, if you want to drop some big change, you can actually meet them because there is a VIP ticket that includes a meet and greet, and that is $5,000. People are going to pay it, too, aren't they?
We certainly hope so, yeah. We have first a $60 GA that gets you into the yard, and this is inside the walls of the prison, by the way. Some people ask, well, is it around? Is it outside? No, you come inside. It's 16 acres inside the wall, so we got lots of space. Those tickets start at $60. We have a $500 VIP experience and a $5,000 VIP experience with the full meet and greet, the picture after the stage, backstage watching the show and we know certainly they're in Chicago, the very dedicated Blues Brothers fans. So a lot of options, and each ticket gets you a 2-day pass to the event. So hopefully you can make it Friday for the big show. If you can't, Saturday we have some amazing blues artists all weekend. And then we'll be showing the film, of course. What better way to end it on Saturday evening? So a nice full weekend for us and for Blues Brothers fans.
If you had no one else other than Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials, I would still show up.
Thank you. That is worth the price of admission alone. And Taranzo Cannon, too. I was just telling someone else. I mean, I think he's, you know, not that there needs to be a next buddy guy, but if there was, Taranzo probably would be on the top of that list. So some great Chicago blues acts.
And is a Bluesmobile going to be there?
Oh, yeah, of course. The official Chicago Bluesmobile will be there, as used by Jerry Seinfeld, Seth Rogen, and Dan and Jim themselves, incidentally. So it'll be there.
So what do you think is the staying power of this? I mean, when I just saw the 1980 movie, I was like, oh, my God, that's 42 years ago. We still sing the songs. We still feel it. What was it about this film?
I think it's its authenticity. It was very, it showed you kind of a raw look at Southside Chicago and blues culture, African-American culture during the Southside. And it was, even as Gene Siskel said at the time, he wrote about it, that it was very respectful of the culture. So we're Chicagoans. We love things about Chicago, right? And we love things that get Chicago right and portray Chicago as the coolest city in the world that it most certainly is. So I think that's the ingredient. It's an authentic, cool film. Certainly the music, the comedy, it's all there. And I mean, when you think about how many identities the film has, like, well, is it a musical? Is it a comedy? Is it a car chase movie? What is it, an action movie? So it has all those ingredients that makes us love cinema in general. So you really got to feel it's one of the greatest movies ever made, and we certainly do.
It's a Blues Brothers Con. It is coming in August to the Old Joliet Prison. What else do you do at the prison? Is there still like a haunted prison thing there for Halloween, or what's it being used for?
So we are in our fifth year. I think you're probably referring to Statesville Haunted Prison, which is kind of nearby. They've done a haunted house, a long-standing one. So it was actually abandoned until 2018, and working with the city of Joliet and our organization, the Joliet Area Historical Museum, we were able to get in there, get control. And part of our case for support to do this was we have Blues Brothers fans coming from all over the world who want to visit, who are, can we get in the prison? Can we take pictures? So we developed a tour program. And when we're not doing a really cool, awesome Blues Brothers event, we have educational tours that talk about the prison's history. It goes back to 1858. It was open until 2002. So, when you consider the fact that it went from before Abraham Lincoln until after 9/11, that's a lot of history. There are a lot of stories there. You know, certainly good, bad, and ugly, as we say. So it's an educational experience, and we offer actually a variety of tours when we're not doing this. So certainly want to invite people to check those out too, if they're not able to make the event.
Have you had people come back who were incarcerated there?
Yeah, we have talked with several people. We actually have tours that are led by former officers and employees. But we have had people come in, and the consistent thing they tell us is they just, you know, see this as closure for them to kind of walk around in an environment where it's, you know, radically different for them. So we tell the full story. Again, a variety of tours and experiences. And, you know, Joliet, if you're around Chicago, if you're around the world, really, and you say Joliet, what's the first word? It's prison, right? So we've argued, you know, let's take the prison back, and instead of having it define Joliet, it's time for Joliet to take it and define it to the rest of the world. So that's what our organization's doing. We're supported by our city. We're supported by thousands of great volunteers. So this is kind of our ideal, what we've always hoped would happen with getting, you know, Dan back here, Dan and Jim to perform as the Blues Brothers. It's very, you know, apropos. It's a cool moment. So, you know, we want to pack the place. This is cool. So we hope people can join us.
Years ago, I went to a concert at an old prison in Columbus, Ohio, and it was a very interesting setting, and they let you walk through, and it is something cool. So can they go to the Joliet Area Historical Museum website to get tickets, or where do they go?
Yeah, you can go to JolietPrison.org or JolietMuseum.org to get your tickets. Very easy to do. Starting at $60, and for the true believer Blues Brothers fans, we will give you an unforgettable experience if you want to go full VIP. We also have business sponsorships available as well.
Okay, so Dan Aykroyd, James Belushi, it's happening August 19th, did you say?
That's correct, Friday, August 19th.
Thanks so much, Greg. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.